4,800 crores deposited and Jane Street is back to the market by just taking a break of one expiry. That is the breaking news for today, but we are on Monday and today is 14th of July. So a very good morning to all. Welcome to Trade Talk with Tanmay before the chaos begins. Your 5-minute audio podcast from equities to FI data to options and volatility. So let's start. GIFT Nifty is trading around 25,188. 3 points lower, a flat to negative opening is what we can see. And on Friday, we saw a sell-off in Nifty, where Nifty closed below 25,200 levels. Breaking that 25,200 zone was an important level, and currently the mean again stands at 24,300 itself. So the mean is trading at 25,300 levels, whereas we can see a dip around 25,000 levels, and that dip can be bought for the mean reversion play towards 25,300. The market has entered into a volatile zone where the front volatility is extremely low, but still the bounce and wall cannot be negated. But let's look at what happened on global front on Friday and what are Asian markets today trading right now. So if we talk about US markets, Dow closed around 0.5% lower, as well as S&P was down around 0.33% lower at 6259 levels. This was on the backdrop of Meta and the US tariffs that have been intensified by Trump. So Asian markets are trading flat to positive. A mixed sentiment can be seen where Nikkei and Taiwan is down by 0.25% and 0.1%, whereas states Hang Seng and Jakarta, Shanghai, everything is positive, and GIFT Nifty is still trading flat at 25,189 as of 8:15. So on the commodities, we saw some bounce happening from the Brent crude, where the crude is trading around $70.42, whereas gold is trading at $3,356 per ounce. So whereas if we talk about dollar index is currently trading at 97.96, and what is that outlook for what we are looking for? So before that, let's look at the FII DI data, what we can see. So again, on Friday in cash market, FIIs were net sellers, where they sold around 5,104 crore rupees of equities, whereas DIs were buyers selling around 3,558, keeping their net monthly inputs at around 12,000 crores for the month for DIs, and FIIs have been sellers at around 10,284 crores. So let's move on and let's see some sectorial analysis that what you can see. So primarily all sectors are showing weaknesses, where capital markets is leading the fall. Small cap, mid cap, metals, auto, infra, all are in currently sell side and not showing any strength on the TK algo signal. So let's look at the TK algo to see what Nifty is showing. So Nifty is currently is in sell from 25,438 on the slow signal, and on the fast it is sell on 25,363. The implied volatility for week 1, that is 17 July, is trading at 9.17, which is at its lower end, whereas 24 July is trading around 10. The forward volatility indicates that there might be a bounce in the second week of volatility, whereas the first week might be suppressed, and any bounce in the early session can be taken as a short wall trade. So on the surface front, a long calendar can be taken, wherein 24 July straddle can be bought, whereas 17 July straddle can be sold, and a long calendar trade can be entered over here. Whereas if we talk about individual straddles, the 17 July straddle of 25,200 is trading around 2244. That makes a level of one standard deviation of around 195 points, and that translates into a range of around 25,000, and on the upside we could see around 25,300. On the commodities, silver is in showing strength and can be bought on MCX, which is currently trading around 11,505 levels, whereas gold is trading at 97,373 and can be looked for any bounce above 97,600 levels, and the support stands at around 96,800 levels. Whereas Natgas and crude both are in neutral territory, whereas crude can be looked as a shorting or a hedge to the other commodities, whereas Bitcoin is again showing strength and trading around 118,000 levels. So that was the wrap up for today's trade talk with Tanmay. If you like it, please give it a thumbs up, follow daily, and see you again tomorrow. So I was Tanmay Kattugatti, founder of QC Alpha, signing off at 8:20.